a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I saw this meme, and I know we do like relatable memes. I don't know if this is a relatable meme, but I just thought it was worth bringing to the table.
No, are you going
to
play the thing?
No, I don't think it's. I don't think it's worth it.
Why?
I don't think
it's. Who cares?
It doesn't
Let's have a
fit.
Bit of fun.
Oh, okay.
Have a bit of fun. It's always nice to have some weird singing on the radio. People love it. I'm sure of it.
Memes, 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 memes. I want to talk about some memes.
See, it's just talking about them.
You're right,
it
isn't relatable. Yeah, I think we just made it relatable memes, didn't we? Anyway, saw this pop up. There's a lot of Halloween-based content around.
Yeah.
Going to a Halloween disco this afternoon.
Stop, you are
not. Yeah, Lara Sporting Club. It's going to be awesome.
Very
sold out.
Cool.
So if you haven't got tickets yet, too bad.
I know a guy on the door, though.
And then trick-or-treating tomorrow, too. So it's a big couple of days in the Halloween sort of world.
Mm.
And that's why I think this is an appropriate question.
Okay.
The meme reads, vampire versus skeleton. What's a vampire going to do? Suck blood the skeleton doesn't have? Like an animated skeleton.
Yeah.
On the other hand, werewolf versus skeleton would not be so good. All those bones. Because a werewolf
loves
bones.
Yeah, but what does a skeleton actually do?
Well, yeah, I imagine it sort of carries a cutlass, you know, a little bit.
I think skeletons are just scary. They don't actually do anything.
Style sort of, yeah, but, you know, like they might have a sword and be like.
Oh, but anything can have a sword. You can put a sword in a werewolf's hand.
No.
But werewolves are like, they'll tear you apart, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Vampires will bite you, suck your blood, and then turn you immortal.
Yeah.
And we found out that mummies eat brains and stuff like that.
Mm.
Well, what is I think
skeletons will just chop you.
They don't chop you with what?
With the cutlass, the old pirate cutlass they've got.
And then there's pirate skeletons and there's normal skeletons.
Well, then a normal skeleton, if it gets hands on you, it'll do whatever it likes.
What about Bonesy?
Give you a flogging.
Bonesy. Well, remember that show that's with the, there was one skeleton and two and a little skeleton dog under a house, in a room, blah, 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 blah. What do they
surely
do?
It could just rip off one of its own arms and beat you around the head with it. That'd be painful. Anyway, so
yeah,
my question is, if you're in the middle of the Torquay Highway, it's not the chainsaw versus the shovel, it's the vampire versus the skeleton versus the werewolf. What are you going with?
I like the idea of being part dog.
Okay, yeah, you would, yeah.
And I feel like that's the strongest of the three.
Do you?
However, right.
Vampires can fly, can't they?
Well, maybe, but also vampires, I love garlic, so it's not for me, and I don't want eternal life. It's too much. I can't be around forever. I love knowing that one day I too shall pass. You know what I mean? Like it's a beautiful end of the rainbow for me.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's what I need. So I'm going werewolf. What about you?
I am quite empty inside, so I think maybe the skeleton. I like the fact that maybe you could chew on me and then I just get back up and keep going.
Oh, my God.
You know?
And, of course, the rig is on display.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I'm going to Byron for this one, mate.
Yum.
Now, so disclaimer, this is in Byron, so it's already a little bit on the nose. Some adventurous campers have been caught red-handed.
Red-handed?
In a moment of lust.
Ugh.
On an iconic Aussie beach.
I never understood beach loving.
What they did, though, may surprise you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it may not as well, and that's fair also, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's offensive, Tom.
It's middle of the day and there are other people around.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to get away with it? You set up a tent.
Oh, like one of those ones that you can see through? Like a tent with no walls?
Well, no.
So it's just shade?
No.
Okay, like a full tent.
Mm.
Like with a...
Mm. Yeah. So, local community page published video to social media. Suspicious silhouettes inside the tent.
Oh.
appear to show the outline of two people embracing each other as bystanders watch on in disbelief.
I usually think of Austin Powers when he's getting that stuff. They're getting that stuff out of the bag. Yeah, and he's like, oh, Austin, right. What's this?
So public relations are not permitted in Byron Shire Council. This
really?
May surprise you
well,
to hear.
That does surprise yeah. me. There's so many naked yeah. feet walking around.
Well, that's it, you know.
You know.
If it's...
I mean, if everyone's got their dogs out, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah. If the Birkenstocks aren't on, it's not on. yeah, anyway, there's no nude beach there either. They used to have one. No, there used to be one, but last year in August.
Oh, that sucks.
Not last year, this year in August. Yeah, so the Tiagra Beach lost its clothes optional status in August.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks for them. You know, a lot of free people in Byron, they probably want... to go down the nude beach.
So here's for you know, heading down the Surf Coast, heading to the Bellarine, heading to Eastern Beach.
Lingy knows where the nude beach is.
This summer.
Where is it again? Left of Anglesey,
is
it?
Point Road. Is that not Point Road? No. Somewhere around
point
there.
Point Impossible.
Point Impossible, yeah, that sounds right. Anyway, so.
Mission Impossible.
So here's the tip. Like, you. So
I don't want.
Well. They didn't get fined, so maybe if you are thinking of sort of getting amorous at the beach this summer in Geelong or in the region, get a tent.
So, no, but it didn't work.
No, well, people knew, but they didn't get in trouble for it, and no one could really see anything.
So what's – hang on. So what's the story?
Well, that's just a video that's hit socials of them just dancing in the tent. And the silhouettes and stuff. But, you know, no, there's no sand where you don't want it to go if you're in a tent.
No, I still think sand is sand adjacent lifestyle. It's still very hard.
Yeah. No, so that's my tip for you.
Dancing in the tent light. Everything is feeling grainy.
The other thing to make sure, though, is, yes, make sure it is a four-walled tent. Those little shade jobbies from Kmart.
Don't do shade jobbies, no, is that no, what you're shade, saying, on the
no,
beach?
Shade jobbies on the beach. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays
at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. You went to a party on the weekend, first birthday party, beautiful little boy celebrating his first birthday,
yep.
And friends of the baby
yeah.
also have a daughter yeah. who is 1 year old as well. And the parents have put them together and said, oh, meet your future husband, meet your future wife.
Yeah.
And they took photos and
you're
stuff.
Betrothed.
And so cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? As people are known to do. But you had a very, very good question.
Does it ever work out?
Does it ever work out?
Do you grow up? Do you sort of live parallel lives? Mm. Do you know someone the whole time? And then when you're of age, realise, hey, this might actually be the person for me. Maybe mum and dad could see the future.
Maybe they could. Let's ask on 52232955. Noni from Geelong, has this happened to you or someone you know?
Yes, to me.
Yeah?
So we were family friends growing up. We went our different ways as teens.
Yeah.
But through Facebook and that, we got talking again. And after the first COVID lockdown, we caught up, and now we've been married 7 months.
Amazing. Oh, congratulations. That's so cool.
So, yeah, everyone was a bit shocked at first.
Yeah.
But it really works because we had a lot of those foundation years, and we knew each other's families and been through good and bad times with each other's families. So, yeah, it was...
cute.
It really worked out for us.
Are there any photos of you as kids together that you
like in
use,
the bath or
yeah,
whatever?
Or
amazing.
Anything like that that you use at your wedding?
We've tried to find some, but we've found like photos of our families together, but not us two.
Specifically, yeah.
Yeah, but we do have memories of like having baths together and
yeah.
going to the beach together and
tell
stuff.
Me,
but
how old were you when you first like met? So, you know, what? Like babies or?
So I was a baby, but his mum was not quite pregnant with him yet.
Oh, wow. My God.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, congratulations on your wedding too.
Yeah.
How exciting, Noni.
Thank you.
No worries. That's awesome. It does work out. That's all I needed. All I needed to know is like one in a million, it does happen.
Love is real.
Love is true. One more.
more of that gear. Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
No Lingy today, but we're still doing...
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
We do this each and every Wednesday, and what a time it is. And it's all thanks to Stan. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Now, it's a bit different this week because Lingy is away. It should be me and you acting out a movie this week.
And we are acting out, but not a movie.
No, so...
Petulant children.
We are. So we've decided, you know what? Let's get AJ in because you are a thespian. And why not let you use your skills?
I'm the backbone of this program.
You are, mate. You are, AJ. You do the heavy lifting. And last time you did this, we suggested that you get involved with local theatre. Have you gone ahead and done so?
No, not as yet.
Okay, well, if anyone is looking for a great actor, you're a bit of a triple threat.
Find literally anyone other than me.
Not true. Well, we'll find out today. You are going to act out the scene of a movie. And Tom and I have to guess what movie it is. You have to say "and scene" at the end of it so that we know that you are back in the room and your acting has stopped.
Okay.
Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go.
Evelyn, could you come here? You got a second? What team do you play for? Well, I'm a peach. Well, I was just wondering, why would you throw home when we've got a 2-run lead? You let the tying run get to second base, and we lost that lead because of you. Start using your head. That's that lump 3 feet above your... Are you crying? Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball. Oh, Jimmy, what you... Oh, can it. Roger Rowansby was my manager, and he called me a talking pile of pig shit. And that was the day that my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play. And did I cry? No. Did I cry? No. And do you know why? Because there's no crying in baseball. And sing.
Wonderful.
Well, it was a 10 out of 10.
Yes.
Tom Hanks, A League of Their Own.
Bang.
Nice. Okay.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Happy World Series to all my fellow baseball fans out there.
Oh, yes.
I don't know movies very well, but I knew that one.
Oh,
I knew that
good.
One.
Yeah.
Although I was thinking, is it Major League? No, that's the Charlie Sheen one, isn't it?
Yeah, that was so good. Hey, speaking of the World Series, who was it that they got out to sing there? It was...
Loomis?
Fat Joe, yeah. And all basically what he did, they put him out for the World Series and he was just going, yeah, whoa, yeah, New York.
Put your flags in the air, flags in the air.
He was just ad-libbing for like three
in the most songs. New York thing possible, he walked out to the pitcher's mound wearing Tim's, which is great New York stuff, but every baseball fan out there's like, get off the mound in Tim's, you're stuffing up the mound.
We have to play with this. All right, well, that's correct answer from us and a beautiful... Beautifully acted scene from you, AJ.
Love it, AJ.
That's how we do it with I Feel Seen. It returns next Wednesday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This is a twist on Is It a Hack?
Yeah. Is It a Hack? We do it famously. We haven't done it for a little while.
Mm.
But this is more in the same vein as the Hazel Eyes memory.
All right. Now, I usually do this, I mix this live by moving the fader, but you've told me how to do my job and and press the button. So let's see how successful
snappier.
It is.
Okay, okay, here we go.
Anxiety or just thinking a thing. You be
not
the
bad.
Judge.
So much better.
And give us a ring.
But don't call us.
No.
Well, you can if you like.
Yeah, call us. we're lonely.
Desperate.
Yeah, no, we're not desperate. We're just lonely.
Okay, I don't know if you get this or it's just my anxiety, but whenever I have to use a Band-Aid, I look at the box and I go to tear open the Band-Aid and I'm like, am I really worthy of this Band-Aid? Should I be wasting a Band-Aid?
on
my fingertip or whatever. Is this injury enough
really
for me?
Really a Band-Aid injury.
Yeah. Or is this just me just being so overdramatic?
Well, I think that's something you carry from childhood as well, because as my girls, like anything that happens, I need a Band-Aid. Bang my knee, I need a Band-Aid, need a Band-Aid. So we've started saying, there's no blood.
Yeah.
You don't need a Band-Aid.
No, see, I don't remember having that when I was a kid, but I have blood, right? Mm. So Wombi got me with his claw yesterday.
On your face? Scratch
no,
your face?
On my finger. You're not a child. But also because I have problems and sometimes, you know, I bite my fingers.
Gnarly,
it's part of my
hardcore
repertoire.
It's and horrifying.
It is bad. But I was looking at it and I'm like, it's bleeding, and I'm like, you don't deserve a Band-Aid. This is not Band-Aid. Just tie some toilet paper around it. It's like, am I worthy of a Band-Aid? And I just wonder,
cut a tea towel up and wrap it around, mate.
Do other people think, like, do you ever go to the cupboard and second guess putting a Band-Aid on?
No. That's
ever.
Just, I go to the cupboard assuming we're not going to have any Band-Aids left because the girls have used them all.
Okay.
But I've never doubted whether I deserve a Band-Aid or not. That is absolutely anxiety. You ready? Here we go.
Anxiety. Or just thinking. No, that was you. Do it again.
Here we go.
Anxiety. Or just thinking.
Thing. You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
I need a new DJ.
It's not our best work. Imagine I was allowed to use the faders like I wanted to.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.